Hey, welcome to the Ace in Disguise Aviation English Podcast, your destination for engaging discussions on various aviation-related subjects presented in clear and accessible language. This is a podcast dedicated to enhancing safety in aviation by assisting aviators in improving their English language skills. Each episode is divided into two parts. In the first segment, I'll delve into an aviation topic, providing valuable insights and knowledge. The second part of the episode features a fun activity aimed at reviewing and reinforcing important vocabulary items covered in the initial segment. In addition to the podcast episodes, I'm excited to announce that the Ace in Disguise podcast is accompanied by a downloadable PDF file available on our website www.iranaviator.com. This PDF contains the podcast script, allowing you to follow along and make the most out of each episode. It's a valuable resource to enhance your learning experience and further improve your aviation English skills. So be sure to visit iranaviator.com and grab your copy of the podcast script. This is the Ace in Disguise, and I'm your host, Ayub Rezai. In today's episode, we are diving into the world of bird strikes, so let's get started. Let's begin with a simple definition of a bird strike. A bird strike is when a bird collides with an aircraft that is either in flight, taking off, or landing. This is a big safety issue for airplanes because it can cause significant damage or even fatal accidents. Smaller aircraft may experience structural damage, such as windscreen penetration or damage to control surfaces, while larger planes may experience engine ingestion, which can lead to a partial or complete loss of control. Next question is, when during a flight are bird strikes most likely to occur and why? Bird strikes can happen at any point during a flight, but they are most likely to occur during takeoff, initial climb, approach, and landing because more birds are usually around at lower levels during these phases. Most bird strikes happen during daylight hours, as birds tend to fly during the day. What is the primary measure taken to defend against bird strikes, particularly in the aviation industry? The answer is, the primary defense against bird strikes is to design aircraft to survive strikes, but this isn't always enough. At airports, bird activity needs to be monitored and recorded, and measures can be taken to discourage birds from gathering in certain areas. This can include things like habitat management, netting or draining of streams, and the use of bird scaring techniques like broadcasting bird distress signals. Which type of flights, civil or military, tend to experience a higher frequency of bird strikes or collisions? The answer is military aircraft. Military aircraft tend to fly at low levels more often than civilian planes, making them more likely to collide with birds. This is why pilots who fly military planes often wear helmets with visors and protect themselves from impact. Partial or complete loss of control may be the secondary result of either small aircraft structural impact or large aircraft jet engine ingestion. Loss of flight instrument function can be caused by impact effects on the pitot static system, which can cause dependent instrument readings to become erroneous. Another consequence of bird strikes is complete engine failure or serious power loss, which may be very critical during the takeoff phase for all aircraft. In some cases, especially with a smaller aircraft and helicopters, windscreen penetration may result in injury to pilots or other persons on board and has sometimes led to loss of control. So, how can we prevent bird strikes? The opportunities to mitigate the risk of hazardous bird strikes in the first place are centered on airports because this is where the greatest overall volume of conflict occurs and because this is where management and control of the hazard is most easily achieved. Habitat management, including reduction or elimination of trees, shrubs, and other plants, which provide food, shelter, or roosting sites for birds, also can help. This is the Ace in Disguise Aviation English podcast, and I'm your host, Ayub Resai. Now, let's review some of the aviation English vocabulary items that I use in the podcast in a very fun and engaging activity. In this activity, I will explain a vocabulary item and give you clues about it, including synonyms and antonyms. Your task is to guess the vocabulary item I'm describing. So pay attention to the details to make a good guess. Let's have some fun and improve our aviation English vocabulary together. Ready? Let's get started. Okay, the first vocabulary. Now, this vocabulary item refers to the act of coming into contact or impact with something, often resulting in a collision or crash. Some synonyms for this term are crashes, smashes, and impacts. Can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? Yes, the word is collide. So the verb that I was talking about was collide. Let's go to vocabulary item number two. Listen carefully, please. This vocabulary item describes something that results in death or is deadly. Synonyms for this term are deadly and mortal. Can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? If you said fatal, you are right. The vocabulary item was fatal. Are you ready for the next vocabulary item? This vocabulary item refers to the act or process of entering or passing through a barrier or surface. Synonyms for this term are entry and infiltration. On the other hand, its antonyms include exit and retreat. Can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? Yes, penetration. Penetration. Okay, let's move on to vocabulary item number four. This vocabulary item describes the process of taking in or swallowing something. Some synonyms for this term are swallowing, consumption, and intake. When a bird enters to the engine of the aircraft, we use this word to describe this event. So, can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? If you said bird ingestion, you are right. Vocabulary item number 5. This vocabulary item means to prevent or deter someone from doing something. It implies trying to persuade or advise against a particular course of action. Some synonyms for this term are deter, dissuade, and demotivate. On the other hand, its antonyms include encourage, motivate, and inspire. Can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? Yes, you're right. Discourage. Discourage. Vocabulary item number 6. This vocabulary item refers to the natural environment or surroundings in which a particular organism or group of animals or plants live. It describes the specific place or ecosystem where they are best suited to thrive. Can you guess the vocabulary item? Habitat. The vocabulary item was habitat, the place where the animals or birds live. Vocabulary item number 7. This vocabulary item describes something that involves risk, danger, or potential harm. It refers to situations, substances, or conditions that pose a significant threat or potential for accidents or injury. Some synonyms for this term are dangerous, risky, and unsafe. Yes, the word was hazardous. Hazardous. Please pay attention to the pronunciation. The position of stress is at the beginning of the word. Hazardous. Vocabulary item number 8. This vocabulary item means containing or characterized by error, incorrectness, or mistaken information. It refers to something that is not accurate or correct. Some synonyms for this term are mistaken, incorrect, and inaccurate. The word was erroneous. Erroneous. The stress is over the second syllable. Erroneous, which means inaccurate, incorrect. And finally, the last vocabulary item. Listen carefully to find out what vocabulary item I'm describing. This vocabulary item refers to the act of reducing, alleviating, or making something less severe, harmful, or intense. So it's a verb. It involves taking measures to minimize or lessen the negative impact of a situation or problem. Some synonyms for this term are reduce, lessen, and alleviate. On the other hand, its antonyms include intensify and worsen. Can you guess the vocabulary item I'm talking about? Mitigate, which means to reduce, to lessen the severity. All right, this is the end of the first episode. Thank you for tuning into our Aviation English podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we did creating it. We would love to hear from you, our dedicated listeners. Your feedback and comments are essential in shaping the future of our podcast. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, specific topics you'd like us to cover, or if you simply want to share your thoughts on today's discussion, please reach out to us. We highly value your input and appreciate the opportunity to engage with our audience. See you in the next episode, and bye-bye for now.